This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I had a real rough morning with the kids. You know, now I'm in guilty mode. Now I feel guilty, you know, because, you know, I leave the house yelling, you know, and screaming and grounding and, you know, restricting and taking things away. Yeah, Here's the thing. I love my boys to death, but they drag their butts. All right, I got to get to work. Hubby has to get to work. I can't find my underwear. I can't find my shirt. I can't find, you know, I wish we as parents learned how to be a drill sergeant. You know, in light of everything going on now with Adrian Peterson and stuff in the NFL, you know, we're going to talk about discipline and some of the best ways to discipline your kid. But I'm going to have to put out as a disclaimer here, I am no expert in disciplining because my kids are so undisciplined and underdisciplined that I need to actually get some advice. So here we are. I'm getting ready to go. And, you know, one of them is just still barely waking up. You know, the other one is still running around in his underwear dancing to a YouTube video. And I'm like, what the bleepity bleep bleep bleep? We got to go to work. Blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, my husband's running around trying to shave or whatever. And then he's in the bathroom. Remember I talked about how you've got to be completely out of the bathroom when your wife needs the bathroom? You know, to get dressed and to do her makeup. Okay, so he almost got ripped a new one. But, you know, I laid low on him because he's bigger than me. I'm like, you know what, I'll just yell at the kids because they're not ready more. They're more guilty of not being ready than my husband. But it was just one of those days where nothing was working right. And then the little one really got me mad. He just really, okay, Mom, don't you hate that? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. When they try to mimic you with the voice inflection, oh, I am ready to go ape crazy. I told you to get dressed and get your clothes ready the night before. Okay, Mom. Oh, if I did that in my family, I would have lost 17 teeth. There is no way. Before I even finished the Mom, I would have already started losing teeth. My mom would have been all over that. Now, the older boy doesn't give me as much lip because, remember, the older boy is the one I don't understand. He's the one that mumbles a lot. So all I get from him is, I don't understand. But my guess is you're telling me that I'm right and that you are never going to oversleep and not have your crap together and ready for the next day when I tell you to. Alright? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Okay, I'll take that as a yes. Alright, whatever. Alright, so the older one, he kind of got off easy. Now the little one, it's looking at the older one going, wait a second, what did you just do? She's not yelling at you, and all you did was say mumble, you know, and I'm enunciating to my mom, and I'm getting in trouble. Yeah, you're getting in trouble because you're very passive-aggressively and sarcastically and patronizingly answering me back. Now, is your underwear on?
Yes.
Where's your clothes?
I don't know.
It's your fault, Mom. You didn't have everything ready. I don't know where these guys got that. Okay, I understand when I was younger, we came from a more old-fashioned, traditional style, because that's where my dad was raised, where the woman got everything, you know, organized, and all the dad had to do is come in and eat and sleep and poop, and that's all he had to do. That was kind of the whole, you know, he had to work, then he came home, that was it. He didn't have to do nothing else, you know, because Mom had it all. Yet my kids were born in this new millennium, you know, the year 2000s. Okay? Mom doesn't get crap or anything ready for them. So I don't know where they're getting this. So anyway, they left for school with me having taken away their computers, any iPads, any TV, carbs, I don't know what else. All right? No trip to grandma. I mean, I just, that's a good one, guys. That's a good one. Okay, let's say you don't want to see grandma. Okay? All right, one of the best things you can do is when you're punishing the kids, you go, you want to know what? You are not, I repeat, not going to see grandma. I was ready to take a trip to see grandma. I was ready. We were all ready to go. I am canceling the trip to grandma. Kids are like, no, that sucks. Husband's looking at you like, really? Nice try. Sorry, baby. We have to be disciplinarians. We need to stick to our discipline. So we have to, you know, yeah, we have to stand firm. I already said it. It's already out there. It's in the cloud. I already said we are canceling trip to grandma. We got to make good. If they really, really, really want to see grandma 5 years from now, they better be good. Start working towards that now. No, we all love grandmas. We love both grandmas, but, you know. It's one of those things where that's good. I used to do that to the kids, too, that act up really, really bad and go, you want to know what? I was going to leave for Disneyland today and take you guys to Disneyland. We were going to leave for Disneyland today, but now it's canceled. No, we were really going to go to Disneyland? Yeah. Now it's canceled. Okay, behave next time. Husband looks at me like, Corey's like, we were really going to Disneyland. You got work in like 5 hours. Really? All right. So we're going to talk about disciplining kids today. All right. We're also going to be talking about schizophrenia. Apparently, they think schizophrenia is 8 different disorders and not just one, which to me makes sense. When are they going to start figuring that out with bipolar? Okay. These aren't just one specific issues like attention deficit, etc. These are multifaceted issues. And now many of you men who have a certain type of baldness pattern may be linked with increased prostate cancer. So in addition to your feeling plagued by being bald, which, by the way, I think bald men are sexy, you're plagued with an increased risk of prostate cancer. Then the U.S. is going to deploy up to 3,000 military personnel to help fight Ebola. I'm not exactly sure how that would work. I think it's great that the U.S. is getting involved, but we're going to talk about that. And, what can they do? And then sex can give you a headache. A lot of you are taking or having sex to get rid of headaches. What about those of you that get headaches from sex? That's very, very troublesome, especially for many of you that need to do the hibbity-dibbity, you know, to keep the marriage going, and which is never, never should be a reason to have sex.
Speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, the 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Houston writes, Dolly, my wife is a vegetarian and never gets sick. I, however, love my beef and always get colds, bronchitis, skin infections. My wife claims it's because I don't eat enough vegetables. Is it true that if I become a vegetarian, I'll be stick-free? Is there a pill I can take to help me turn vegetarian? I'm serious, no joke. Okay, how to become a vegetarian? Oh, boy. I know. Now, listen, first. Okay, God bless the vegetarians. Okay, they get a lot of crap. They get made fun of a lot, but it's because we're envious of them. We are truly envious of people who are vegetarian and vegan. When we meet a vegetarian, you know, we actually want to be them, or we want to hang out with them, because if they ever get a surf and turf, we get to eat part of their food. Here's the thing. Yes, being a vegetarian does increase a lot of health benefits. Maybe not as much as we would like to think, because some people that are vegetarians may do it wrong, like overcompensate with a lot of carbs and snack foods, saying, look, I'm not eating meat products, so I could be, you know, pigging out on the carbs, etc. That could start to negate some of the health benefits. But overall, as a whole, I think vegetarians do really well, all right? But what you're forgetting, though, okay, we're looking at this equation completely wrong. If somebody can be a vegetarian or even a vegan, to me, they're already a super person. They're already a superpower. If they have that much self-control, and I'm not meaning superpower like, you know, Isis and Shazam or Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman! I'm saying they've already had that kind of willpower. So and they're putting their health first. Their body is always on their mind. What's the song? I got your mind on my body and my body, or whatever, mind on your body. Anyway, okay, I won't sing. We need more bumper music. So, you know, already they're of a whole different mindset that's a healthier mindset. So I think just the fact that they are willing to do this already makes them better. You know how people, you know, all of a sudden they become pretty spiritual and they become pretty religious all of a sudden and they go, I haven't gotten sick, I've had more energy, etc. Sometimes that mental cleansing that they do is just very therapeutic. So if you're going to try and take a pill to become vegetarian, or if you're trying to do it reluctantly, it's not going to work. Okay, you have to be of the mindset, like, you know, just like with dieting. If you're going to try to take a diet pill to lose the weight, you're already on the road to failure. You need to change your mind and change your thinking, going, you know, chocolate is bad. You know, I'm not saying I'm on the road yet, okay? I'm just saying that this is a theory, hypothetically, what somebody needs to do, okay? I'm not there yet either. I'm still back here with you guys, okay? I still like my steak and my chocolate, all right? But it's not healthy. It's not healthy. Okay, so let's look at what a vegetarian is. There's a Brown University has here. The American Dietetic Association classifies vegetarians more specifically. A vegetarian broadly doesn't eat meat, poultry, fish. Vegan, no animal products. Vegetarians eat fruit, vegetables, legumes, grains, seeds, nuts. They got the best poops. Some vegetarians will eat eggs and dairy products. All right. It depends on if they're more vegan or not. Vegan means no animal products at all. So no milk, cheese, dairy, etc. Some vegans, they won't eat honey because honey is a product of bees. Okay. Lacto-vegetarians will not eat meat, poultry, fish, eggs, but they will take on dairy. Lacto-ovo-vegetarians mean they got some good ovaries. No, lacto-ovo-vegetarians exclude meat, poultry, and fish, but have dairy products and eggs. They said most vegetarians in the U.S. are lacto-ovo-vegetarians. Even the men has nothing to do with ovaries. All right, now, Brown University tries to explain why are people vegetarians. I know this is where everybody's leaning up, you know, to the radio. Said, God, I got to hear this. Okay, she's about to talk about why people are vegetarians. Why? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay, what I noticed in my patient practice is many of them are doing it for a variety of reasons, not only health, but also for compassion for animals, which I think is pretty cool. Some are doing it for economic concerns, world hunger concerns, etc. And they're standing for something. You know, when somebody says, I'm vegetarian, don't just call them a health nut, okay, and make fun of them, because they're showing that they stand for something. And it doesn't always have to be a political reason, but they have some sort of convictions. And they care about their body, and many of them care about the world. So it's really It's really kind of nice. Now, according to the ADA, vegetarians are at lower risk for developing heart disease, colorectal, ovarian, and breast cancers, diabetes, obesity, hypertension, because a very healthy vegetarian diet will be low in fat and high in fiber. All right? All right? But you have to be careful. Some vegans will have low vitamin B12, low vitamin D, calcium, zinc, sometimes even riboflavin. So sometimes we have to recommend that they have to take some vitamin supplements. The B12, of course, comes from beef. Okay? So do vegetarians get proper nutrition? Absolutely. Because you could get protein from a lot of your plants. You could get protein from tofu, beans, lentils, grains, nuts, seeds. If they are an ovo-vegetarian, then they eat their eggs. So you see, they get protein. Calcium, if they eat low-fat or fat-free dairy products, they could do it. But remember, leafy greens like spinach and kale, collard greens, turnip greens, etc., bok choy, those have calcium. Broccoli does too. And, of course, beets. Sorry. All right. Vitamin D. A lot of vitamin D comes from soy products, comes from the sun. Most of us are low in vitamin D anyway. I'm not saying you got to eat meat for vitamin D. That's not the most proper source for it. But I'm also not allowed to go and tell you to go get some sun. Iron, most of your very, very dark green vegetables come up, you know, have the iron, etc. And then B12. A lot of times people need to get some, you know, B12 supplements. Now, they give us advice on what is the healthiest way to become a vegetarian. So for those of you that want to sign up and become a vegetarian, all right, but number one, they say choose whole grain products. You can't just become a vegetarian by eating Oreos, okay? Because remember, there's still animal fat in Oreos, right? Right? Because they have to use butter or lard or whatever. Use whole grain, that's if you're going to be more vegan. Use whole grain products like whole grain bread and rice and cereals, etc. Make sure you eat a wide variety. The biggest problem people, one of the reasons people quit being a vegetarian is they just eat the same salad over and over and over again. A true vegetarian, they know how to do tons of fancy things with vegetables. They're like, you know, experts. Again, you should probably marry a vegetarian because she'll know how to cook the vegetables, right? If you eat dairy products, choose non-fat. Use eggs in moderation. Limit your intake of sweets and high-fat foods. Use a regular source of B12. If sunlight exposure is limited, vitamin D. And, you know, try to make it tasty. Okay? It's hard. There's nut spreads. You could do nut spreads. You could use, you know, fruit. I don't know. Good luck, guys. Good luck. I think it's cool. I think it's cool. It's very, very hard. You know, when I look at that, I'm like thinking, you know, boy, I need to really like, you know, plan for months in advance to do that. But, I really think, and I've already challenged you guys to doing that. Take 3 meals a week and make vegetarian meals. All right. And some of you think that's not a lot, but to a non-vegetarian, that is. You know, somebody goes, look, I had a salad with no chicken on it. That's a big deal. For some reason, we went from, I mean, when I grew up, meat was like a special item. Okay, you know, a protein didn't always have to be on the plate every day. Okay, meat was kind of fancy. And so nowadays, people have meat in their breakfast, they have meat in lunch, and they have meat for dinner. All right? And I'm not saying I'm not anti-meat. I like meat. But we need to kind of approach things as you know, let's kind of do what the healthy people do. If the healthy people are eating more vegetables and cutting back on their meat, it's worth trying. Okay? That's all I ask. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All I
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Guys, all ready there? All right, so the World Health Organization is saying, all right, we need help to keep Ebola infections down and to keep it within the tens of thousands, okay? That's their goal, to keep Ebola infections within the tens of thousands. Now, some of you are like, I don't understand, well, 22 people have died. Where are they coming up with the tens of thousands? Well, because those are people that have died of it. You could contract it. You could be going on for weeks, and then getting sick, these numbers we just don't have. But we're starting to see the preface of the people that had it initially that died. But in order to keep Ebola within the, quote, tens of thousands, the World Health Organization is saying they need about $1 billion. A billion. According to Washington Post, the World Health Organization is planning for a global investment of nearly $1 billion to fight the spread of Ebola, warning that the amount is merely the minimum needed to keep infections of the deadly virus within the tens of thousands. Right now, the death toll is actually up to 2,400. There's thus far close to 5,000 infected that are still alive and fighting it. They say the epidemic is spreading at such a rapid pace that tens of thousands more infections and thousands more deaths are expected, even with a dramatically scaled up response. Many people are asking me, Dahlia, this is just media hype. I'm not hearing nothing about Ebola. Media is trying to scare us. What are you watching? What news outlets are you watching to get news on Ebola? I put on Fox and CNN today, right, to get the news, and they were covering the hearing on how we're going to be approaching IVIS. Now, I'm glad they're covering that, but just because nobody stopped and said another five people contracted Ebola over here, another few people died over here, doesn't mean that's not going on. Okay? I mean, you know, we're not in West Africa right now. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so I'm reading about it. Okay? Which means I have to rely on what we're reading. And right now, the World Health Organization and the CDC are some of the biggest sources telling us, look, guys, this is going on. Every day, we're hearing something from the World Health Organization, like, going, guys, thousands of people are going to get hit, thousands of people. And then what's going to happen is we're going to start to see more and more cases, or somebody in America is going to have a problem and be afflicted with Ebola. Somebody innately, intrinsically acquires it. And then everybody's going to say, why didn't anybody warn us? Again, we're relying too much on a few news networks to get all our news. Okay, I suggest if you're concerned about anything, you look it up yourself. There's so much news going on. All right, there's just so much news. You know, one of you asked me, you know, why I haven't talked about the Apple health kits yet. There's only so much I could cover in the small amount of time. Nah, they're cool. I'll talk about it. But you see, Fox News, CNN, they've got to cover not only the news, but they also have to cover their opinion. And they have to, like, talk radio, you know, express their opinion on everything that's going on. All right, that takes time away from you getting bulleted points. But here's the thing. If you get from a news source, the World Health Organization is pleading for a global investment of nearly $1 billion to fight the spread of Ebola. Next story. You're not feeling the impact. You know, sometimes we need to see, like we see on CNN and Fox, emotion behind the story. What? The NFL canned Ray Rice? What? Really? Adrian Peterson gets to come back? What? You know, and sometimes it cements the story. If people just reported it and moved on, a lot of you wouldn't stop and you know, realize the grandiosity of the situation. So I understand why news outlets have had to turn to that. There had to be some sensationalism of a story. That's been going on since newspaper days. You know, making the story more interesting so you sit and listen to it. It's just, to me, there's nothing more interesting than, you know, finding out that this is something that's unchecked and, God forbid, we're having more people die. It's just, again, nobody is seeming to cover it to this degree that it needs to. So it looks like every day we're hearing about 100 more people die from Ebola. And the World Health Organization is warning us. They're like, look, guys, they say the toll has doubled in the past month, according to WHO's Assistant Director General Bruce Alleward at a Tuesday conference in Geneva. They said the number of cases could start doubling every 3 weeks. Right now, it's hitting, of course, the most Sierra Leone, Guinea, Liberia, all right? They don't have a lot of resources. They don't have a lot of beds. They don't have a lot of healthcare facilities. People are getting sick. Didn't some people flee? Wasn't there a group of workers who fled and the government's mad at them? They fled because they didn't want to get Ebola and die. You have a lot of fear, etc. They say already Ebola aid workers are overwhelmed and exhausted. I believe in a couple days the UN is going to announce a global response coalition against Ebola. All right, it's about time. You know, can't just be on America, but I'll tell you what America's going to do. Valerie Amos, Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency, said that international groups need to help prevent the collapse of the health systems in the affected countries. Some of you are like, well, what are they going to do? Well, again, they're going to be extra hands. All right, boots on the ground type of thing. I mean, we got extra hands. We got extra workers. The more people that can help and isolate and direct, if they don't have enough people directing, somebody's walking in coughing and getting a rash and bleeding from some orifices and, you know, high fever, you know, who's going to be there to guide them on where to go? In fact, you know, we were talking about how, unfortunately, when people were dying of this, the bodies were just being left in the middle of the street. Okay, there was nobody to move the bodies. Nobody wanted to touch the bodies. Today, United States is going to announce its own plan, which we're going to talk about. The operation President Obama is announcing at the CDC in Atlanta will involve 3,000 troops, would cost as much as $750 million over a six-month period. It's called Operation United Assistance. It's going to be headquartered in the city of Monrovia in Liberia. So the U.S. is also going to set up 17 treatment centers in Liberia. They're also planning on training hundreds of healthcare workers to help in the fight against Ebola. Thus far, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations said our collective response has not been sufficient. The situation on the ground is dire and getting worse by the day. So if they covered this 24/7, then people would be like, oh, I'm worried. But right now, no. You know, it's just not being covered to the degree that it should. And so people are going, oh, yeah, I've seen some media hype. No, it's not media hype. This is serious. I've said it was serious the whole time. All right, so the Defense Department has asked Congress for $500 million in existing funds to be put towards the effort. The money would otherwise be used to support overseas contingency operations, such as like the drawdown of troops of Afghanistan, etc. So 500 healthcare workers a week to be trained, 17 healthcare facilities erected, 100 beds in each, setting up that joint command in Monrovia, Liberia, coordinating efforts with other countries, providing home health care kits to hundreds of thousands of households, including 50,000 that the U.S. Agency for International Development will deliver this week. Do we have any test kits, screening kits? No. I don't think they're ready. All right. They say by 6 months, the death toll is supposed to reach 10,000. Right now, estimates are saying it's going to be 500,000 people are going to die of this before this is over. Right? We cannot stress how important this is. Am I glad the U.S. is getting involved? Absolutely. This affects all of us. We don't just wait till somebody comes here. Am I glad that we took care of our own? Yes, I am. Am I confused why we don't have an off-site facility? Am I confused why we don't have vaccines and medications and why we haven't already been preparing for this since we've known about it for 30-some years? No, I don't understand that. I'm confused. But if we're going to get our poop together now, I'm glad, because these things come back. And there's outbreaks. There's supposed to be an isolated outbreak going on in Congo right now. The last thing we need is a few of these cells starting and then them coalescing and taking over a continent. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember I told you a few years back that if you start showing baldness before the age of 30, you were more at risk for prostate cancer. Remember we talked about that? Early male pattern baldness, more at risk for prostate cancer. Then there was a study that talked about how if you were taking medications like Propecia or some of these anti-balding medications, you were more at risk for an aggressive prostate cancer. Now, I was saying maybe it's just because you had the early male pattern baldness, and that's what put you at risk as opposed to actually taking the medications. But there's some sort of blurring of that. Well, now another study has shown that men with a specific pattern of baldness at the age of 45 has a 40% increased risk of later developing aggressive prostate cancer. All right, this is apparently this was years ago that it was studied, but Medical News Today reported on a study from researchers at the University of Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and found that African-American men who experienced baldness were 69% more likely to develop prostate cancer than those with no baldness. They looked at 318 African-American prostate cancer patients, men with baldness, age 39 to 86, and 219 African-American men who did not have prostate cancer, and found that the probability of the aggressive prostate cancer doubled in the men who had the frontal baldness. They said frontal baldness was linked to high-stage and high-grade prostate cancer, while crown baldness up on the top was linked to low-grade prostate cancer. Both linked to prostate cancer, just the frontal was more aggressive than the back or the crown side. After further examining the link between baldness and prostate cancer risk, researchers from the Division of Cancer Epidemiology and Genetics at the National Cancer Institute in Bethesda decided to question 39,000 men age 55 to 74, and they used a pictorial tool and kind of, you know, the men identified what their hair loss pattern was. During a follow-up period, 1,100 of the men in the study group were diagnosed with prostate cancer. The mean age was about 72 years old, but 51% of the cases were aggressive. So the researchers found that men with the frontal and moderate crown baldness, so on the, you know, up at the top, were 40% more likely to develop the aggressive prostate cancer compared with men who didn't have baldness at all. But they did not find a link with male pattern baldness and non-aggressive prostate cancer. So, and that kind of makes sense. Prostate cancer, especially the aggressive, I mean, those, when we look at that, I mean, when somebody has any sort of aggressive prostate cancer, I always kind of think genetic, or I think of some other whole symphony of stuff going on when that happens. When something happens mildly and slowly, I don't really think of any insidious reason for it, except a cell went rogue. You see what I mean? Whenever you guys kind of see that. So we've been talking about high testosterone. We've been talking about how male pattern baldness is linked to high testosterone. We've been talking about how early male pattern baldness could be linked to aggressive prostate cancer. So now any of my men that start, male patients that start balding in their 20s, I tell them that I want them to start being watched for prostate cancer. You know, maybe check in with a urologist. They may want to do a PSA test every now and then or keep an eye on the size of the prostate. This is completely opposite what we are being told to do when it comes to prostates. We're being told to, you know, leave it alone. Just kind of watch it. Lay low. Lay low. How do you lay low when it comes to cancer? You know, I think with the male African-American prostate cancer, they're starting to say none of this watch and wait stuff, guys. You know, remember a couple years ago they said with prostate cancer, if you've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, just watch and wait. Hold off on treatment. With African-American men, they're saying, no, I don't think that's the best thing to do. You know, my suggestion with any of you is to sit down and talk to your urologist, okay? The urologist get, your internist is great, your family doctor is great, but if you have a urologist, that's even greater. Because these guys, all they deal with is prostate and kidneys and penis and bladder and all that, so they don't have to be busy with everything else like we all are. And they get the latest and the greatest. And they've seen prostate cancer, they've seen it work, and they've seen how it works. And it's some pretty scary stuff. Told you I had some 60-some-year-old man walk into the ER when I was working, and he was having some pretty severe neck pain. He had fallen a little bit, and I'm like, let me x-ray your neck. Let me put you in a collar, x-ray your neck. Something's not right. His neck was completely crumbled. The bones, I don't know how he was still walking. He had multiple fractures because he had prostate cancer that went to the spine, and it went to the neck. So we put him in C-spine precautions, we had him in C-spine precautions. We had to ship him to Las Vegas because I was working in Arizona at the time to get to a neurosurgeon. Apparently, he decided he didn't want the collar. He ripped it off because he said he walked into the ER to begin with, and unfortunately, he severed his spinal cord and died. And it was very, very sad because, he had no idea, that prostate cancer had gone to his neck. He had no idea. You know, so I've seen cases like that, and it scares me, especially when you have a young, healthy-type man just walk into your emergency room going, my neck hurts a little bit. You're like, oh, my gosh, what are we looking at here? So you don't go by some of these new Obamacare-inspired guidelines. I understand. I don't have a prostate. I couldn't imagine going through a biopsy of a prostate. It's rough. Any of you guys that have gone through that, that really stinks. It does. It hurts, you're bleeding, it's painful. You go through treatment for prostate cancer or radical prostatectomy, losing the ability to have intercourse if you unfortunately get impotence from the surgery. Years ago, the rates were about 50% impotency. I'm not sure where they are now, but it should be better because now they have robotic-type surgeries, et cetera, robotic-assisted surgeries. But you don't go by what you hear, you know, in these articles and TV, et cetera. You sit down one-on-one with your doctor because any of the prostate cancer patients I diagnosed in their 50s were very, very glad that they got treatment. Right? You know, maybe people think 55 is old, but I don't. 55, that you still got a good few decades at least left. You think I want you to be walking around with prostate cancer that could be aggressive? And again, early baldness needs to be looked at. Breast implants. This is interesting. Apparently, breast implants are in short supply is Venezuela. Venezuela's chronic shortages have begun to encroach on the boob job. I guess there is a scarcity of brand name breast implants, and women are so desperate that they and their doctors are turning to devices that are the wrong size or made in China with less quality standards, according to the Huffington Post. Venezuelans, I guess, once had easy access to implants approved by the U.S. FDA, but doctors say they are now all but impossible to find because of restrictive currency controls have deprived local business of the cash to import the foreign boobies. A lot of people go to South America for cosmetic surgery. They come back to the States and damn, I mean, it looks good. You know, they get it for a lot cheaper. And, imagine to fly all the way down to South America to get surgery. It's still cheaper than doing here in the United States. They can do procedures down there pretty cheap. They have one of the highest, Venezuela is thought to have one of the world's highest plastic surgery rates, probably because they're very, very well known for doing it well. I mean, definitely look up the doctor, of course. And the breast implant is one of their top procedures. Doctors perform 85,000 implants in Venezuela last year alone. You may need to bring your own if you're going to go down there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Sally.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.